Guys, I'm Joe, and I'm a self-proclaimed nice guy. And this is the first episode of the Nice Guys Finish Last podcast. So, what is a nice guy? What does it mean to be a nice guy? And, well, there are two different meanings. The one I follow is the meaning of doing things for others, whether male or female, to better their lives, to make them feel good. And the other one is the exact opposite, unfortunately. It's where the ones that they want to, you know, unfortunately sleep with you. Now, this podcast, and for me in particularly, I'm going to talk about the first one, what it means to be a nice guy, and why we always feel that we finish last. And it's because of we don't have any ulterior motives for doing what we do. I work at a bar in Central Ohio, and I buy all the bartenders and whomever wants drinks, you know, soda or tea or energy drinks. And it's not because I have ulterior motives. It's because I do it to make them feel better, to make them appreciate a little glimpse of their lives. They work in the service industry. They need all the help they can get. But also, it's because it's a good thing to do. It's a nice thing to do. But with this podcast, I want to make it to where everyone understands, one, how it is to be a nice guy, how it is living in a world full of bad boys and romantics and, you know, Casanovas and all those, how we nice guys, the true nice guys, will always finish last. And that's where we're going to go with this. We're going to examine the societal ways that nice guys live. We're going to look at, you know, the status of society from a nice guy's point of view. We're going to look at relationships. We're going to look at one-night stands. We're going to look at anything and everything. And we're also going to show where nice guys do finish last. I was talking about my job, and everybody wants to know why I'm always down on myself, why I always feel like it's important for me to make fun of myself. And we'll dive into that. We're gonna go and hopefully take this to, you know, the stratosphere back and all the way around again. I have a lot of, you know, things in my head, and we're just going to go with it. I have a very, you know, I won't say cheap, but it wasn't expensive setup. And hopefully from, you know, going down the lines, and we'll get these equipments, I'll get a nice studio going, and we'll get things going. And my hope is that the people that are listening and the people that really take the time to listen will, one, get to know the difference between a nice guy and a person acting like a nice guy, because those are two different things. I hear it all the time. There are no such things as nice guys. And I also noted that I said self-proclaimed, because there are people out there that will more likely tell me, well, you're not a nice guy. I am. I try to think I am anyways, but it's my own thought. What I do for my own self. I don't do it for any ulterior motives. I mean, yes, okay, if we're putting it on the table, yes, I do get cents off on the gas for these drinks. Doesn't mean that it's, I mean, I'm saving myself gas. Woohoo! I'm not doing it for, you know, sex or monetary value. I'm actually doing it for the kindness of my heart. With that being said, I'm also really interested in what you guys have to think. So I have, you know, Twitter or X and Facebook. I'm going to have the links on my website here at Podbean. And I want you guys to answer the burning questions that I'm going to have, because I have a lot. And I have a lot of insight into those, but I want your insights. Male, female, doesn't matter, unless I actually say specifically this is for the ladies. Then, guys, I'm sorry. But these questions also help identify two things. One, what is it that you are really wanting in a relationship? Two, what do you really want from a partner? Those questions, I hate to say it, but every man who's out there wants to know that question. So that's this. This is the introduction. I guarantee you the other ones will be super more in depth, better. I just wanted to get something up there, get it out there, and to introduce myself. Again, I'm Joe. I'm the self-proclaimed nice guy. This is the Nice Guys Finished Last podcast. We will be available every Mondays moving forward. And again, this is my first podcast, so I am learning as we go. As you can tell, there are no music, there's nothing. It's just me starting rambling and talking. I'm not even really editing all that much because I don't have editing software. But again, as we grow and I grow, the podcast will grow and it will be better. With that being said, at the end of every episode, I am going to have I'm going to like to call the burning questions, the things that everyone wants to know. And obviously, we can't do the first episode of the Nice Guys Finish Last without the question that is on most everyone's mind. And I'm going to give you a little preference. Yes, it's that question. It is, does size matter? But I'm going to take it a step further, because when I say size, I do mean length, but I also mean girth. So take that into an account when you are thinking about that. Does size matter? Thank you. I'm Joe, and I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday.